In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating a double shooting in Kensington. They say the victims were targeted, and the masked gunman got away. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the latest from police headquarters.
Police went over to the area of Kensington Avenue and Hart Lane about 8 o'clock at night and found the two gunshot victims at a takeout restaurant. They had been shot a block and a half away on Hart Lane near Jasper. Inspector D.F. Pace says the victims were in front of a house when the masked gunman appeared from around the corner and fired away.
The shell casings are spread out over about a 10 to 15 yard area. So it looks like the shooter may have begun shooting and continued shooting as he continued to approach the persons that were being targeted.
The victims were taken to the hospital. One of them, 24 years old, was hit several times and in critical condition. The other victim, who's 22, was hit in the jaw and shoulder and was stable. Now, police say they were with another man who initially thought he had been shot in the incident, but he was checked out at the hospital, and police say it turns out he suffered some kind of injury while running away, but he wasn't shot. Police were not initially sure of a motive for the shooting. They planned on collecting surveillance footage from the neighborhood as part of this investigation. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man who had to be pulled from Cresham Valley Creek in Chestnut Hill Sunday afternoon has died. Police say the 65-year-old's car struck a downed guardrail, drove off the road, and into the water. This happened around 4 p.m. near the intersection of Lincoln and Cresham Valley Drives. That's where crews last night pulled the car out of the creek. The Crash Investigation Division is looking into the incident. A man is dead and another is fighting for his life in two separate shootings within minutes of each other in the city early this morning. The most recent one happened around 3:15 a.m. in Olney. Police tell NBC 10 this victim was shot five or six times at the intersection of East Somerville and Rising Sun Avenues. He later died in the hospital. A few minutes before that in the Northeast, the other man was found shot in the stomach on Roosevelt Boulevard near Summerdale Avenue. Police say this may have started as a robbery. No arrests have been made in either shooting. Heads up for drivers using I-95 in Philly this week. Starting tonight, northbound lanes will close overnight from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. between Washington Ave and Callowhill Street. This will last through Friday morning. PennDOT says drivers will be detoured onto Columbus Boulevard in South Philly, and they can get back on 95 at Summer Street in Old City. Crews will be on the highway removing barriers and painting lines. It's part of the I-95 CAP project to replace and expand the covered area over the interstate between Chestnut and Walnut Streets. We could see our first snow of the season overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be a wintry mix with a bigger chance of snow further north and west in areas like Bucks County. And as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, PennDOT is busy making preparations to keep the roads safe.
The skies may be clear today, but PennDOT is in winter weather mode.
Our county maintenance crews will be treating the roads to get ahead of the start of this winter weather. It looks like we have a lot of rain with some possible snow mix coming in.
PennDOT's Chris Johnson says that mix comes with wet road conditions, and those treatments include brining and salting the roads, with a focus on interstates and expressways.
We're really focused on making sure the debris is cleared on roads.
Johnson says this is a team effort, so motorists need to do their part to stay safe as well.
The most important thing to do is not travel if you don't have to. But if you do have to go out on those roads, slow down. ice can form quickly, especially on bridges and ramps.
She reminds people to always give those PennDOT trucks extra space so they can properly and safely salt the roads. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.